A tall gray building near the federal courthouse is in Lower Manhattan, 26 Federal Plaza. It houses the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI's field office, and the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. It's a building where post-9/11 immigrants registered as requested but never returned to their homes. It's also the location where each Thursday clergy and family members gather to bring attention to kidnapped and disappeared immigrants. They gather for a caravan of hope. Father Juan Carlos Ruiz is with the New Sanctuary Coalition and one of the organizers of the Caravan of Hope.
The caravan begins with the whole idea that each person has a dignity that borders cannot erase, that laws, though be immoral or unjust, cannot take away. So it begins with the whole idea of making visible who often is made invisible by those laws.
People from Central and South America come into the United States through Mexico. They flee the violence of the drug cartels.
They get assaulted, they get harassed, even by the military, by the police. And it's not only criminalized, but it's militarized, given the foreign aid that the United States is pumping into Mexico, that a lot of it falls into the wrong hands. Okay, so we need to decry that situation, that the money that is supposed to be helping our Mexican people to control this population, this migrating population, is not really helping. It's criminalizing, is endangering people, is really being used to trample the dignity and the human rights of those who are coming across Mexico.
And they come from Honduras, Nicaragua, Salvador, Guatemala. Organizers say it's gun smuggling which adds to the crisis. More than 20 million illegal guns entered Mexico through the U.S. 80% are military-style weapons that fall into the hands of Mexico's drug trafficking cartels. As a result, migrants have been kidnapped and have disappeared on their way north. Estela Jimenez came to the U.S. from Honduras. She says many come to this country from Honduras because of violence in their country.
The train where people jump in order to come to the United States, they cross Mexico on the train. We call La Bestia because this bestia killed people. And in that bestia, children, babies, women, old people, men, they come, all of them, on the top of the roof of the train. When it's hot, they're getting burned. And when it's raining, they get the water. And it's dangerous because many of them fell from the bestia, but also the cartels took them, as they kidnapped them in mass, not like one or two people. No, they kidnapped them in mass, like a 30 or 40 people. I witnessed that in Veracruz.
Jimenez says an ugly thing is that in Mexico, children with families who flee are grabbed and sold.
I don't know, we call tratantes de blancas. They sold the children, they sold the women. And at this point, I think they realize they make more money in traffic humans than the drugs.
Hugo Castro travels with the Caravan of Hope. He says migrants are persecuted before they reach the U.S.
In the border, there's a lot of oppression, criminal groups trying to kidnap migrants before they come to the United States. So many of them are kidnapped, assaulted. Also, they suffer from police brutality because the Border Patrol agents, some of them, act above the law. Also, last year, it was really sad for us. As part of the caravan from Peace and Justice with Javier Sicilia, I was part of the migrant area. It was sad for us that, and I was angry that a human being, a father, was resting with his children in front of in the back of his house, and the Border Patrol agent shoot him. Supposedly shoot a person that was throwing stones, but the Border Patrol agent killed a family man in the Mexican side.
In front of the federal immigration building, a group from Oaxaca, Mexico, carry signs which say, "Caravan opening the doors to hope." They have been traveling throughout the U.S. for 20 days, meeting with immigrant rights organizations, public officials, and representatives of local governments to demand the passage of a humane and comprehensive immigration reform. Joel Kupferman, legal observer, who's with the National Lawyers Guild, says it's important to be seen.
I think this is bringing it to attention, especially to all these federal employees. We're in front of two federal buildings, and a lot of them just say they work for the federal government or whatever, but a lot of them have discretion in what they do. And I think it's also bringing them home, and it's basically making a statement that the federal government can't act without, they can't act in a vacuum. And this really brings it out in some ways. This is...
They can't act in a vacuum?
They can't in a vacuum is that they know that, there's people watching, and there's people... You know, it's the right of expression, and in some ways, one of the main benefits of public space and public plazas is that people are allowed to assemble, and even right now, people are kneeling and praying in front of the building.
The goal of the Caravan of Hope is to educate the public about the effects of U.S. immigration policies, which transcend borders. Those gathered hope that Congress will do the right thing and pass meaningful immigration reform. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.